Jim Clemens, Mike Wilkening, and Hub Arkish bringing you Pro Football Weekly and basketball news. It is tournament time. They are hot at it already, and we want to try and keep up with it as best we can and talk about a few more things leading up to the tournament. Jim, I was fascinated by what happened in the SEC. And first of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the folks down in Georgia, the Atlanta area, who were impacted by the tornadoes and the unfortunate weather that came through. But I don't remember the last time a major sporting event was disrupted in the way that tournament was. And then to have Georgia come out of the tournament with four straight wins, winning two on Saturday, have you ever seen anything like that? And do you think in a strange way the momentum of bunching that games may have helped Georgia a little bit?
Well, I haven't been a part of or heard anything like that. And we played on Friday night, and when I heard the news, I was shocked. And then I ended up watching Georgia play on Saturday afternoon, and I was pulling for them. I really thought they played well. They played hard. They played with some passion and emotion. And I found myself sitting in front of the TV rooting for them. So I was very happy that they were able to pull it off.
Well, and Mike, really significant is head coach Dennis Felton was in jeopardy. He was on the hot seat. He was on the bubble, you know, coaching-wise, and apparently this has, really made a big difference for him.
Right. Georgia's athletic director has come out and said that Felton is going to be coaching the club next year, and you would figure that along with that the odds that he might get a contract extension would probably be good, because obviously the way this business works, you need a contract that goes at least the length of the next recruiting class you have, so it goes 4 or 5 years on out. So I would tend to think that Felton, you know, probably earned himself a little bit of job security. And if you look at the way Dennis Felton has sort of conducted himself at Georgia, it's been, you know, very principled. He has not been afraid to take stances on discipline, in terms of kicking guys off the team and sort of molding the team that he wanted to do it. Now, he was under a lot of heat for that before this tournament, because they had struggled in SEC play, but obviously they put it together over those 2 days. And Jim, I would agree with you. That game against Mississippi State on Saturday night, I was sitting. We don't have cable in our place at this point. We just moved, and I was
still whining about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I was sitting in front of the computer and watching the end of that game on ESPN 360, and I had a chill that kind of went down my spine, and my fiance kind of didn't understand why I was so excited about it. But two games in one day, to see that, you know, again, it was a half empty stadium, just the band, the cheerleaders and things like that, and to see sort of the joy of the supporters of that program, clearly it's something that trickled down. You have to feel good for somebody like Dennis Felton, who's tried to, again, sort of run the program his way. He's going to get at least one more year to do it, and probably beyond that.
You know, sports does a lot of things, and I think one of the things that it's able to do is galvanize communities and the spirit behind just enjoyment and feeling proud about what you do, and that is truly a classic example.
Jim, we're going to have to move along to the NBA in just a moment, but I got to ask you about Billy Donovan in Florida. We're in the SEC, or at least talking about it, and I was really struck by the comments he made prior to the SEC tournament, and he said, and I'm going to quote, "I'm not really excited about seeing this group of guys being sophomores. He's got 7 freshmen in his class. They are the 2-time defending NCAA champs." Now, they apparently responded in the way he expected. They went out and lost their first game in the SEC tournament. And since then, or actually just prior to that, he had kicked them out of their locker room. They weren't allowed to use their facility. He is really trying to motivate these guys. And I just wonder at what point the coach doing that in public risks becoming as much negative as it is positive.
Well, I think he's doing the Bobby Knight approach of, you know, hey, I'm going to get your attention. And then the thing is, when you're the 2-time defending national champion and you go out and you recruit probably a pretty talented class, and they think that a lot of times that all they have to do is show up. And he's trying, I think, to get their attention as freshmen so that next year they'll understand what this is all about and play with some passion and some commitment. And I think it'll happen. If the guys like to compete, and you don't go to Florida at this day and age if you don't like to compete and play, because you know you've got a red flag on, you know, on your back and a bullseye, because you are a 2-time defending champion. So the lack of success that they're having thus far this year, hopefully they'll have a good run in the NIT, and they'll get their juices flowing that, hey, we're a quality program, We have some pride in what we're doing here. And if you guys want to stay here, you got to toe the line.
Well, and I have to report, I was very impressed when I heard not one but two of his high school All-American freshmen come out and say, Coach Donovan's absolutely right. The players seem to be supporting the move right now. We can report a win in their opening game in the NIT. So, you know, the guys won a couple national titles in a row. We have to assume that Coach Donovan knows exactly what he's doing. We also have to take a commercial here, but we are going to move over to the NBA. Got a special guest coming up next, the voice of the New Orleans Hornets, Bob Licht, will join us in just a moment.